I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the news on KJAN.com. German-based chemical maker BASF has made a deal to buy Ames-based Becker Underwood, which makes seed treatment and other farm products. BASF said the purchase price is $1.02 billion. Becker Underwood was co-founded in 1982 by Atlantic natives Roger Underwood and Jeff Becker. They sold controlling interest to Norwest Equity Partners of Minneapolis in 2004. Becker has more than 210 employees in Ames, St. Joseph, Missouri, and Caldwell, Idaho, and nearly 270 more in other countries. BASF is based in Germany and produces chemicals and plastics, as well as oil and gas and agricultural herbicides and fertilizers. BASF spokeswoman Ann Burt said final decisions haven't been made about the future of Becker Underwood's chief executive officer, Peter Innes, other managers, or other workers. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation has charged three people with voter fraud for voting in Pottawatomie County, even though they are not U.S. citizens. DCI Assistant Director Sherry Paulson said the three people who live in Council Bluffs were arrested after there was suspicion that they had illegally voted in the 2010 general election and 2011 city election.
This is information that we had gotten from the Secretary of State's office regarding a possible vote that had been cast by non-U.S. citizens in that county.
The information led to the arrest of 52-year-old Albert Harte Maxwell, 49-year-old Linda Harte Maxwell, and 40-year-old Maria Ayon Fernandez.
Our agents, you know, conducted our normal due diligence in a criminal investigation, and we made contact with U.S. Immigration and Customs to, you know, determine their immigration status, and then based upon that information, we conducted our investigation and found that they did vote while they were non-U.S. citizens.
Secretary of State Matt Schultz, a Republican, has been involved in a legal battle over trying to take non-citizens off the voter rolls after he found over 3,500 people through driver's license records that were not U.S. citizens but had voted. A lawsuit was filed to block Schultz from using a federal immigration list to cross-check and remove non-citizen voters. Schultz said during a hearing on the issue that he had turned the names over to the DCI, and they did with the names what was out of his hands. Paulson says they're looking into more possible voter fraud.
We still have ongoing investigations in reference to possible election misconduct in other counties in Iowa.
Three individuals from Council Bluffs turned themselves in Thursday and were released on their own recognizance. Secretary of State Schultz released this comment in connection with the fraud charges. He says, "As Secretary of State, one of my primary duties is to ensure that we have fair and honest elections. Every person who cheats in the voting booth deprives a hard-working, eligible citizen of their voice in our government. And that's why I've been fighting for election integrity and will continue to do so." Schultz went on to say he's grateful for the hard work and dedication the DCI has shown so far in their investigation of election crimes in our state. According to criminal complaints filed, Albert Harte Maxwell voted in both elections, Linda Harte Maxwell voted in the 2011 city election, and Maria Ayon Fernandez voted in the 2010 general election. Officials of the Montgomery County Auditor's Office said Thursday that absentee ballots for the November 6th general election will be available in the Auditor's Office on Thursday, September 27th. Absentee ballots may be cast in the Election and Auditor's Office, second floor of the courthouse, during office hours from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. The last day to cast absentee ballots is in the Auditor's Office on November 5th at 5 p.m. Absentee ballots must be requested in writing. The forms are available at the Auditor's Office and on the Secretary of State's website at www.sos.iowa.gov. Return ballots must be postmarked by November 5th or earlier. All requests for a ballot to be mailed must be received by the election office by 5 p.m. on Friday, November 2nd. For further information, you can contact the Montgomery County Auditor's Office at 712-623-5127 between the hours of 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And that is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.